Maria Emila Angel was born on February 6, 1893 in Husten, Germany, fragile in body, yet destined for extraordinary spiritual strength. From infancy, she suffered from poor health, physical limitations, and lifelong disabilities that often left her dependent on others. Yet from the very beginning, God was shaping her through weakness, preparing her to become a vessel of mercy for the world. As a young girl, Emila learned early what suffering meant. Chronic illness, frequent fatigue, and physical discomfort restricted her daily life. But rather than closing her in on herself, these burdens opened her heart. She once wrote with quiet courage, "God does not ask for my strength, only my surrender." Despite her physical fragility, Emila possessed an inner fire, a tenderness for the poor, the lonely, and the forgotten. She spent her youth seeking ways to serve, even when her body placed limits on her activity. Her disabilities never diminished her desire to love. Instead, they became the very means through which she learned to abandon herself to God. In 1921, Emila came into contact with Father Josef Kentenich, the founder of the Schoenstatt movement. His message of trust in divine providence and deep Marian devotion resonated deeply in her soul. Drawn toward a life of consecration, she joined the Schoenstatt Sisters of Mary in 1926. But even within religious life, her health struggled. She faced neurological weakness, severe exhaustion, and a delicate heart condition. Some sisters worried if she could withstand the demands of community life, yet it was precisely in her limitations that the sisters witnessed her extraordinary holiness. Where others saw disability, one sister later wrote, Emila saw an invitation to love more purely. Unable to perform strenuous tasks, Emila embraced the hidden apostolate, listening, consoling, and praying. She became a refuge for sisters going through spiritual darkness. Her room was visited by many who sought comfort. Her gift was simple but profound. She listened with the heart of Mary. Emila often whispered a quiet prayer, "Mother, make me small, make me yours." Her disabilities did not lessen as the years passed. Instead, her suffering deepened, yet so did her charity. She became known for her warm smile, her deep trust, and her willingness to accept every trial as a means of union with Christ. She offered everything for the sanctification of the sisters, for the church, and for all souls entrusted to her prayer. During World War II, fear and uncertainty weighed heavily on the community. Emila's own body could barely endure the strain, yet she remained a pillar of calm faith. She reassured worried sisters, reminding them, "If we place our hand in God's, there is nothing to fear." Her final years were marked by increasing weakness. Even simple movement became difficult, but never once did she retreat from a mission of love. She died on November 20, 1955, leaving behind the fragrance of a life poured out for God. Today, the Schoenstatt Sisters of Mary continue to draw inspiration from Venerable Maria Emila Engel's heroic witness. Her legacy lives on especially in the sisters who carry heavy burdens, finding in her a model of humility and unwavering trust. She teaches us that disability is not a hindrance to love, but a beautiful place where God writes His miracles. Venerable Maria Emila Engel, pray for us.